Well, hello, listeners. Welcome back. My name is Stephanie Safarian, and you're listening to episode 263 of Sustainable Minimalists. Candace wrote to me, and she said, and I quote, "I'm interested in purchasing a safety razor primarily because I'm interested in shaving without pesky plastic. But I am terrified. Which brand do I buy? How do I use it for the long haul without cutting up and ruining my legs? Please help. Candace." Well, Candace, I am here for you. I'm really excited to answer your question today. I should say I only recently started using a safety razor. I too was scared of it, a little bit frightened. And so I don't know if I'm necessarily the expert in this realm. I do have an expert on today. Today, I am speaking with Tung Du. He is the co-founder of safety razor brand Wildo. And he's here to get into the nitty-gritty of how to actually use a safety razor without going to the hospital. We're also talking about, in the second part of today's conversation, about the transition period that we all experience when we try something new on for size, the transition period where you're trying it, but it's not a seamless transition. It's really hard. It feels awkward. It feels strange. It feels weird. So we're talking about safety razors for the whole show, but we're also talking about how to ease the transition period as we seek to be more intentional and informed consumers. Tung, I'm really thrilled to have you on the show. How are you?
Stephanie, nice to be in the podcast. I'm very fine.
I'm really excited to talk to you all about safety razors. But before we talk about any of that, I'd love to know more about you. Who are you? And why did you decide to start a company that specializes in safety razors?
Yes, right off the bat, my name is Tung, and I founded this company with my best friend, Benjamin, 4 years ago. We were searching the meaning of the product, and the product used to be very good for the skin and also very good for the environment. And since we specialize in safety razors and also get into sustainability, the whole product and whole brand became a meaning and also became a great direction.
As the host of a environmentally leaning podcast, I must say that safety razors are often touted in the environmentalist, eco-friendly community because they are plastic-free and because they are zero waste. For anybody who doesn't know what a safety razor is, can you paint a picture? Can you describe it for anybody who's like, what on earth is a safety razor and what does it do?
Yeah, a safety razor is basically founded 100 years ago. A safety razor is basically a razor with just one blade. We ask ourselves, why is it good that five blades are tugging the skin and the safety razor just has one blade?
Can you talk to me about that? I know I used to use a Gillette razor and there are three blades. Why are three blades not better than one blade? I mean, usually we tend to think more blades equals closer shave. Is that not right?
No, that's not right, because since the weight of a plastic razor, it will produce more pressure on your skin. And with this pressure, the skin get irritated because you add pressure on your skin and the layers of the above skin gets hurt. And with the safety razor, it's naturally weighs more and you don't have to add pressure on your skin. And so therefore, the skin will be not irritated as with plastic razors with three or five blades.
And one blade is enough. I know that now after you so generously sent me a razor. By the way, your razors are absolutely gorgeous. There's nothing beautiful about a plastic razor. You want to hide that away, keep it in the shower, keep it in a drawer. But your razors are display pieces. Mine has rose gold. It is absolutely gorgeous. And you did mention the weight of the razor. It is significantly heavier than the light plastic razor. There are a lot of safety razors on the market. There are a lot of brands. And I'm just curious. I've never used any of the other brands. I've only used yours. But I'm curious as to how you view your razors as different or perhaps better than all the other brands.
Yes, for each razor we sold, we plant a tree with our partner, One Tree Planted. And so we're trying to give back the nature more than we take. If we not consider the sustainable effect, Safety razors are beneficial to the environment also, but we're trying to make a lot of designs and reach more people with it. As you can see on our website, each safety razor is characterized by a bear. And the wooden we use are coming from a different background of the world. And the bear symbolized each bear in that region we used our material from.
I love the giving back portion that you just referenced there. But let's talk money. I feel as though a lot of consumers, when they're thinking about making a switch to a more environmentally friendly product, the money has to add up. When we think about a disposable product, like a conventional plastic razor, we tend to forget that when we buy a product with a disposable portion, we have to continuously purchase more, more, more over our lifetime. However, I'm willing to bet that some consumers, some listeners who are listening right now would look at the price tag on a safety razor and think to themselves, oh, I don't know. How is that going to work? How is a $40-ish dollar razor going to, what if I hate it and I just am out $40? Can you speak to that?
First, we provided a 100-day money-back guarantee. And on beforehand, $40 seems a lot of money, especially for a razor. But actually, you will save a lot of razors. The business model of plastic razors are this. Just imagine you go into a supermarket, buy a really cheap plastic razor, but the disposable blades are really expensive. And our business model provides that you can buy the blades from us. There are 100 pieces in one carton, and you will basically be 5 years plastic free, and 5 years you don't have to buy any blades, and each blade only costs 25 cents.
Listeners, for any listener who has never tried a safety razor before, it is a completely reusable razor, no disposable parts, with the exception of the blade that you replace. It looks like a razor blade. It is a razor blade. You replace it. I believe, and I've been replacing mine every 5-ish uses. Would you say that I'm doing that correctly? 5 uses, yes. New blade?
Yes. Yeah. 5 to 10 uses we recommend.
So here's my number one question for you personally as a safety razor newbie. What do I do with all these discarded blades?
Yeah, so we also provide a recycling box. And if you use the blades, you can throw it in the recycling box. It fits up to 50 blades. And then you can go to the pharmacy and make a duct tape on it and can recycle it.
So it truly is a zero waste product then. I love that. You do have to replace the blades. Shaving with a dull blade is a recipe for disaster. Trust me, I know. I've had a disaster or two. But okay. Let's get into the how-to, and I really want to spend a lot of your time discussing the how-to, because safety razors can be scary for people who have been used to gently pressing down with their plastic razor and quickly shaving. That's another thing. I have been shaving my legs for, I don't know, decades, and the quick convenience that a plastic razor offers, I can be done in 2 minutes if I want. But when you use a safety razor, or when I use a safety razor, I have learned that slowing down is very important. So talk to me about some of the ways in which using a safety razor is going to change our shaving routines.
Yes. So as you mentioned, you need to take a little bit of time with the safety razors. It takes practice. Just imagine you're shaving really fast, right? The convenience of shaving really fast. But when you will took time with the safety razors, you are more, let's say, conscious about the shaving. And sustainability is all about consciousness. And if you think about, if you shave and saving plastic with it, it becomes more natural. And after a period of time, you will get the trick with the safety razors. And actually, you will shave quite as fast as with the plastic razor.
Yes. You speak to the fact there that whenever we make a change, whenever we try to do something differently, or in this case, a little bit better, there is that period of time in which the change doesn't fit quite right. It's not a seamless transition. It's a transitional period. And so for me personally, I must say my transitional period into adopting and loving a safety razor was tumultuous, would be the best word. I cut my leg sometimes. I thought to myself, what the heck am I doing? Where's my Gillette? And so I want to talk to you about how we can ease that transition period for listeners who are interested. My number one tip, and I'm going to ask you for your number one tips, but my number one tip for listeners who are going safety razor living, going boldly towards safety razor use, is not to put pressure on the blade. When we use a plastic razor, we're used to pushing down a little bit. With a safety razor, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the weight of the razor provides the pressure. You do not need to actively push down. I learned that really the hard way. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I totally agree with that. It takes a little bit of time to get used to that, especially if you're like a fast shaver. Because of the weight, you only have to let it slide. That's the way to prevent cutting yourself.
I just want to thank you and your team because I had a lot of back and forth about what am I doing wrong? This is really terrible. And thank you, because if it wasn't for your personalized help that you gave to me, my transition period would have been much longer. So I want to talk to you after the break about the nitty gritty how to shaving cream, yes or no? How do you shave around the tricky areas? I want to ask you all of those questions. We're going to get into all of that after a quick word. If you've been paying attention, you've likely heard something about gut health and why zoning in on your gut health is so darn important. You need EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense. It's a 3-in-1 capsule that supports your digestive health and promotes gut barrier protection. I started taking EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense because I have a bloating problem, friends. Yes, I do. Inflammation is not my friend. Since taking one capsule a day on an empty stomach with water, I have noticed more energy, improved skin, and here's the big one, reduced bloating. Head to myeq.com and use code SUSTAINABLE for 15% off Equilibria's microbiome defense and so much more. That's myeq.com and use code SUSTAINABLE at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. From this week's sponsor. And we are back with Tung Du. He is the co-founder of
Wildo.
Thank you for helping me there. There's not enough vowels in your name. All right, so we're back to the how-to of shaving with a safety razor. We know what to do with the blades once they're used. We're recycling. What about shaving cream? Do we need it? Yes or no?
Yes, you can use shaving cream, you can use soap, you can also use the shaving oil, but we will be providing soon a soap and also with the soap bag. So therefore, you get into the shaving routine a little bit more and also can save even more plastic because our soap bag and our soap is completely plastic free also.
Any other supplies that you need to shave successfully?
No, basically not. You only need a little bit of soap or a little bit of oil, and you're pretty much good to go.
And I have heard it say that you may want to exfoliate before shaving. Can you talk to me more about that? Why and how do you do that?
Oh, pretty much. So the skin basically has this kind of skin cells, the dead skin cells. And if you exfoliate it beforehand, the shave gets even more smooth. You maybe imagine the strawberry legs, right? And our safety razor will reduce this, but when you exfoliate beforehand, it will disappear after 3 or 5 uses.
For me, I've been using your safety razor for about a month now, and I feel pretty darn confident in using it. However, I feel slightly less confident when I'm shaving tricky areas on my leg. So if you're a man, I'm assuming you have tricky areas on your face. Maybe you're around your chin, let's say. On a woman, there's a bunch of tricky areas. There's the shin bone. There's the knee. Do you have any, and I know you're a man, but do you have any suggestions for shavers to successfully shave those tricky areas?
You have to be a little bit careful on the ankles. You have to not press any pressure onto it and be careful about it. But after some practice time, you will get the twist.
Yes. What you're saying there is slow down. And I think that we're talking about shaving, but shaving in this conversation is really a metaphor for life. We are so used to rushing through, being busy, getting it done. And the act for me personally of adopting a safety razor has really been a lesson in slowing down. If shaving takes another 3 to 4 minutes, then so be it. Now, I also want to talk to you about when I use a plastic razor, I can do a long shave from ankle to knee, long strokes. Yeah. Can you do that with a safety razor?
Yes, you can also do it with safety razor. From the chin bone upwards to the knee, it's no problem. Then you have to slow down, as you mentioned. Yeah, you need to take time, but that's actually what we want to achieve, that you take time and be conscious about everything. Because we, as Valdo, we believe that some small changes, conscious changes, over the time compounded will add up. And the reason why we believe that sustainability starts in the taking your time, be conscious, and practice each step every day over a long period of time.
Yeah, I think back to the last 2 decades, maybe, probably more, since I've been purchasing razors and disposable razor heads. And I think to myself, number one, how much waste is that? How can I quantify how much waste I've created in those, let's just say, 20 years? And the other part to that is then, what a waste, what a literal and figurative waste of my money, waste of resources, waste of landfill space, when there's a perfectly adequate product. And I wouldn't even say adequate, I would say better than adequate product on the market that completely eliminates the need to create all that waste. And if anybody's listening right now and is saying, are you still going to get a close shave? Is your skin still going to feel silky smooth? The answer is absolutely yes. You can have as close of a shave, if not better, a closer shave with a safety razor, and you won't have the skin irritation that you mentioned at the start of our conversation associated with using 3 blades, passing it over your skin. So why use 3? Why create waste when you don't have to? Do you have anything to say on that?
Yeah, so pretty much you mentioned with the waste, why have to use waste on shaving? Each year there are around $30 billion plastic razors and 11 million disposable blades are trash in a can or land on our landmarks. And you can imagine how much waste it produced. And for the beneficial for your skin, it's immense. So we get a lot of feedback. In Germany, we have around 100,000 customers saying skin irritation is completely disappear, redness is disappear, and they are really excited about the new life quality they get with this small product.
Yes, after the transition period is over and after your quote-unquote zero-waste swap, whatever that swap may be, in this case, we're talking about razors, but once the transition period is over and the swap is a part of your life, there's no going back because you experience and realize all the benefits. And you just mentioned skin irritation with plastic razors. It's just made me think that we have this single-use disposable product that's creating a problem, in this case, skin irritation, maybe ingrown hairs, maybe rashes. And then we have to buy another product to remedy the problem that the razor gave us. And then we have to buy another product on top of that. The answer always is in buying. And I say this all the time on the show. I feel like a broken record. But perhaps the answer is not in purchasing another product as a band-aid to a problem that another product gave us. That's just something I want to think about on my own end and my own life. But do you have any other words of encouragement for listeners who are intrigued by our conversation today, but are still hesitant to try out a safety razor?
I just can say we provide a 100-day money-back guarantee. And after you take some time, you will get the benefits of a safety razor. And also the safety razor will held a lifetime. Also, we give guarantee on this. Yeah, there's basically nothing to lose, only to gain.
So I just want to make sure I'm clear. If I purchased a safety razor from you, tried it one time, thought to myself, oh, no way. No way. I don't want this. I can send it back to you. No questions asked.
You can send it back to us. No question asked, but a suggestion. We will give you like personalized tutorials how to try it again.
I think what I love most about all of you and why I wanted to have you on the show, there's real people behind this company who genuinely want you to succeed. I felt that from your team. They genuinely wanted me to succeed. I may have thrown up my hands and been like, oh, heck no, to this swap. But because of the real people who provided personalized and real support for me, I believe that's what made me successful. So I just want to thank you and your team so much. Tung, where can my listeners learn more about you and your razors?
Yes, we have an online shop. It's called WLDOHO.com. And also we have an Instagram page called Baldo.
I will link to all of that in this week's show notes. But Tung, I just want to thank you so much for coming on the show. I am an enthusiastic safety razor convert. So thank you so much.
Thank you too, Stephanie.
Listeners, that's a wrap. So hope you enjoyed my conversation with Tung Du, the co-founder of Wildo. I've linked to stuff in this week's show notes, mamaminimalist.com/263. On Thursday, I will be back for another interview. So two interviews this week. I'm changing things up a little bit. On Thursday, we are talking about PFAS chemicals. What are they? Oh my goodness. You need to know about them. We're getting into that on Thursday. I will see you then. And take care.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.